Jill is back with the latest business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Asking prices for homes fell by 0.3% in the first 3 months of the year when compared to the previous quarter. That's according to a new report from property listings website myhome.ie and stockbrokers Davy. Despite the slowdown, listed prices are still up 3.2% when compared to the same time last year. We can speak now to Conall McQuillia, Chief Economist at Davy. Thanks for joining us. This is the third quarter in a row where asking prices have dropped. What's causing this fall?
Well, they normally do fall in the second half of the year, but I suppose what's surprising is that when the market's opening up and setting itself for the summer months, really, to see them fall in the early part of the calendar year is very rare. So there's no doubt there's a slowdown going on. I think when you look at the past couple of years, you've seen double digit house price inflation well above wage growth. So affordability has become stretched and clearly too far. So I think when you look at the more stretched areas like Dublin, the higher price brackets, you're seeing a correction there where clearly the market got a little bit ahead of itself and some of that froth coming away. So I think prices in the next couple of months may fall. But having said that, I suppose what surprised us at the end of last year was the decision by the Central Bank of Ireland to loosen the mortgage lending rules. So while the market faces the headwinds of stretched valuation and higher interest rates, the fact that first-time buyers can now borrow more is likely to add impetus to house prices in the second half of the year. So I think when we look at this year, probably a broadly flat year, maybe a little bit up, maybe a little bit down, but by no means are we seeing, you know, a resolution of all the issues in the housing market. Is still extremely tight. There's not enough supply. And I suppose for that reason, we see a broadly flat year as opposed to kind of perhaps even double-digit falls some people are expecting in places like the United Kingdom or the United States.
OK, and as you said there, much of the problem is driven by poor supply. Have stock levels increased much over the past year?
They've done a little better. There's about 13,600 properties listed for sale at the moment on My Home. That's up from 11,000 last year, but it's still well below where we were before the pandemic, around 20,000 properties. So the market has clearly tightened a lot. When we look at housing supply, I think most people are expecting 27,000 or so housing completions this year. That might even be exceeded, potentially. But it's still down on last year. It will likely be down in 2022 because of some of the slowdown in construction due to build cost inflation. And I suppose when you look at the new supply, we're just not going to eat into pent-up demand that's there in the market in any meaningful way this year.
OK, the past 2 years had seen many homes selling for significantly over asking price. Is that still the case, or has the cost of living situation squeezed things?
When we look at last year, the sort of median property was selling around 5% over the asking price. When we look at the sort of very latest months around sort of February, March, it's down as low as 1.4%. So effectively, properties are put in the market in September. The transaction price, when it's finalised 6 months later, is around 1.4% lower. So clearly, as affordability has become stretched, people can't afford to be bidding over the asking price, and I suspect that might go towards zero in the next couple of months. So it just sort of shows you just how stretched affordability had become.
Okay, what counties have seen the largest move in asking prices, either up or down?
Well, Dublin is the one that stands out. Asking prices fell by 0.8% in the first quarter of the year. That should be no surprise. It's the most expensive county, clearly. And I suppose the commuter belt is sort of seeing similar trends to some extent. And then the rest of Ireland asking prices actually rose 0.2%. So that's a marginal gain. Again, very weak compared to the past. So when you look at the housing market outside Dublin, in many ways, it's actually even tighter. Stock levels for sale outside Dublin haven't really picked up. Construction levels are poor relative to the stock of homes. And you see the same thing in the rental sector. So outside of Dublin, outside the capital, arguably the rest, the market is even tighter than in Dublin.
Okay, and we'll stick with the rental sector maybe. So in a week when people may be facing evictions again and looking for somewhere affordable to rent, is there any sign that rent price inflation is easing?
Not really, no. If you look at the CPI private rents index, 1.5% in the 3 months to February. So again, prices are rising. But I think when we look at the rental sector, you see some eye-watering levels in terms of rents. I think we need to realise that the impact of the rent controls is that we now have this two-tier market. Very few new properties listed for sale at very elevated prices. But then a lot of people are staying in existing rental properties year in, year out, where they're potentially below that market rate. So the imposition of these rent controls has led to the classic thing, which is that you get a much more liquid rental market that becomes much more difficult. Some people well below the market rate, and there are very few people who are in that unfortunate position of having to find new rental property to rent out, having to pay exorbitant levels. So again, this is, you know, the rent controls are only ever sticking plaster, a short-term solution. And again, we need to get back to those hard issues about bringing on new supply into the market.
Okay, Conal McQuillia, Chief Economist at Davy, thanks for that.